Whenever you're ready.
Okay, wait, I gotta.
Take your time, no worries.
Okay. I'm calling the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:21 p.m. on May 18th. The commissioners present are Barbara Leafman, Doug Miller, and Susan Trowbridge. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the February 15th, 2022 amendment extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15th, 2022, we're conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Okay. So it looks like our first project is 113 St. Botolph Street.
All right.
And Dr. Simovic, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Dr. Draško Simovic. I'm the homeowner of 113 St. Botolph Street for the last 12 years.
Thank you, sir. And if you just want to explain your project, I have your presentation here on the screen. Just let me know when you want me to advance the slides.
That is very good. I'm going to make this slightly more interesting than just the... So this building has a relatively unusual history that in 1979, this building burned down. And burned down by an error of the homeowner and a cigarette and a bed. So the building was condemned, and unfortunately, the homeowner did not do well in that fire. The building was afterwards in 1980 purchased by somebody that I presume the commissioners know, that is Mario Nicosia. And Mr. Nicosia wanted to have this building for himself. So he had some interesting plans for the sort of the architecturally, and all of his initial request to make a deck up on the top, to move the garage forward, and to build a deck on top of the garage were denied. And then I saw some documents that basically in the next meeting, everything was approved. One of the ideas that came to fruition was basically cutting a half of a bedroom that was up on the top floor. You can just click on, let's say, slide 13.
Oops, zoom out for you there.
Yes, and as you can see, basically he cut off the, this is all, we're talking about the view from the public alley. He cut off to make a deck. That sounds great to have a deck on the top floor, but from the practical reason, that space is not usable. At this point with the changes 40 years after, that is overlooking an alley with basically garbage, park cars, rats, and unfortunately a variety of unscrupulous elements that are selling drugs in the back alley to the students at basically the greenhouse there. And it became basically unusable space. So what we are proposing is to bring it back to the original look that basically can be seen on all these slides, just the continuation of the look that our neighbors have to the left and to the right, not to the one, I don't know when was this approved with this fifth floor up on top. It's basically just extending the roof and bringing from the outside, basically the outside look to match as much as it can with three windows and everything matching with the slate. Of course, that's the number five, slide number five shows it, renderings. Of course, the slate on the buildings to the left and to the right are not of the same age, but we're going to match it to be as close as possible to be uniform and to return it to the original outside look from, let's say, 1978, before the fire happened. We're going to also extend let's call it the catwalk or the fire that is now going over our deck. And now we're just going to bring it back to the original idea. This original idea of this fire escape is from 1923. Interesting, there is a document in your books there of like a hand drawing in 1923 when the new building code with fire escapes was introduced, and they had retrofitted the top floor fire escape. So everything will be done, in accordance to the fire marshal's rules, and the metal and everything used, we're going to repurpose it. So we're just going to pull it forward. That way it matches the so-called French balconies that are one floor down. None of this work and none of the basically visual appearances will be seen from the front of the building. This is all public alley. There's nothing that we will do in the front. The purpose is very simple, and the practical reason, although we have a two-year-old who at this point has a half of the room instead of having a full room, I presume that at age 16, he will complain about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Doctor. Anything else?
No, if anybody has any questions, the rest are just the renderings and drawings, what will be inside, but that's just the room. It's not that fascinating at all.
Terrific. Thank you so much. And commissioners, you'll see in the staff comments that I made the recommendation to approve as submitted. So with that, I'll turn it over to you for questions, comments, concerns.
I actually agree that I think it's an improvement.
Same.
Yep.
It'll look better.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. And it'll be nice to have it uniform with what's on each side.
Great. Awesome. So Susan, you just want to give the spiel about public comment, even though right. There's nobody here?
Yep. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. And there's no one raising their hand.
There is no one raising their hand. I'll double check my email. There are no emails. So we can go ahead and close the public comment portion of this application.
Okay, so does someone want to make a motion that we approve this?
I motion to approve as presented.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's three unanimous.
Great. Awesome. Okay. So that this motion passes. Doctor, you're all set. I'll have your approval letter to you tomorrow morning, okay?
Thank you very much. Enjoy the evening, guys. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. As well. Have a great day. Okay, so now we would go on to the administrative review items. And Susan and some of our more seasoned commissioners, you'll notice that these are from, I think 2 years ago. Their approval just expired. So they're just looking to just renew their approval. And then number 13, Albemarle Street, that was originally under design review. I have recently, today, moved it to administrative review because the gutter that they're proposing is actually going at the rear of the property and not the front. So I originally thought it was going to the front, but I confirmed with the applicant that it was not. So all of them meet the standards for the district.
Okay, so do we need to vote on them individually or just can we
do
them
all at once? Yep, but public comment first.
Okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform.
Great. There are no folks here, so we can close public comment for this portion of the agenda.
Okay. So can we have a motion to approve all these en masse?
I move to approve all the items under administrative review en masse.
I'll second.
In favor?
Aye.
Okay, 3-0.
Perfect. Meeting minutes.
Now, Now we got to do the minutes.
And Susan did bring up a typo. I had her opening the meeting when in fact she was not here. So I did make that adjustment.
And then we got that other problem of technically I shouldn't vote on this since I wasn't there. But you said that when there are only three people present, that can be waived.
I'm so thankful that you listened to me, Susan, because not a lot of people do that.
I always listen to you. I always listen to
you. Yeah, you were correct, because there's a quorum issue. Your vote would now count.
Yeah. Okay. So has everybody had a chance to read these minutes, and are they okay?
I have.
Look good to me.
Okay. So
I wasn't there, technically.
Oh, you weren't there either.
Yeah, he was the.
I was playing role of the applicant.
Okay, so two out of three of us are voting in good faith.
Right.
So Barb, you want to move to accept them?
Yep, I am. I move to accept. I don't have them in front of me, so I don't know what date they were.
The 20th.
Yep.
20th. I move to accept the minutes from the April 20th hearing meeting.
And I'll second.
Great.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Okay.
Awesome. So we can't take a vote today for a chair and vice chair because we do need a super quorum. And there's two absent. So we'll have to wait until next time. And then in terms of staff updates, I don't know if I mentioned this to you before. Two things. Doug, I don't think you were here when I told the rest of the commission, but we have a new district, Highland Park in Roxbury. So that is our 10th historic district. And
excellent.
Oh, there's Francois. Hey, Francois.
Yeah. I'm sorry, very sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. The Landmarks Commission staff will be moving on June 1st. So we're actually leaving City Hall and we'll be moving over to the Kirsten Building, which is just off of Court Street. It is still a historic building. It's just behind Old City Hall. And it is modeled after a Charles Bullfinch building that used to exist on Franklin Street. So very appropriate for us to be there, but bittersweet leaving City Hall.
So Nick, when we start meeting in person again, we'll meet at this new place?
Good question. I don't know. With this commission, possibly. With my other commissions, definitely not, because it's too small. But I'll keep you posted. I don't have an answer for that just yet. So that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess just a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. In favor?
Aye.
Adjourn at whatever time it is. What time is it?
I don't know. It is 5:34.
Boy, that went fast.
Yeah, look at that. All my meetings went this fast.
A new
record. I thought that was going to be a long one. I didn't realize so many were under administrative review.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. That was why I picked my puppy up beforehand, because I thought this would run so long that the place would have closed if I waited.
Well, sorry to disappoint, but okay. Next time I'll have bigger things. So, all right, team. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.